Scott. Or, no, this is available, another by Scott, or the guy. Time of flux apparently, I grew up and deal with that. Just one, God, thank you, Mary.
Carry on, tradition, brother, Chris.
It's been more than the White House, brother.
So, he was at everything that happened, never missed a time.
Did he?
Every part, every.
Yeah.
Sure, that's way. That's better. That's what it's still on.
Spent a pretty good.
What I mean? Really special enough. I must say that on the church day, I hold it for, let those people come in. And you say, they're invited, and they don't show, and they don't tell you, nobody did not show. You don't find it. Oh, they had, didn't have, yes, well, they had called.
Sure.
Well, excuse me, they did not call to regret.
No.
You know that. That's what I thought. I think most congressmen don't have a regret.
Or accept.
Why?
There's not the excuse for that.
I can sure hear that. No, there's something also like that. And getting the invitations is very important. We talked to somebody other than this week. Are those invitations given to the Lord upon the life of those officers? Because I've had a lot of those sometimes. And the girl gets it, she doesn't know how to follow through on it. And that's what I'm saying. Who do they call?
What do they wire on it? I believe they do. They do it by wire to follow up with the guard.
That's good. Always fine. I look to be doing damn well. I know.
I see those people would be accepted. See, they're not, those are not people who, those are people who accepted and then didn't show up.
That's right.
So they've already responded to the invitation. It wasn't a lack of response to the invitation.
Yeah, but my quiet, they, that's
they,
the person accepted it, have the authority.
Oh, I see. You know, like,
well, the, you know, but yes, sir, that's possible. Although that social office over there, that's saying,
well, anyway, over there.
When there's no response, they call.
Or do they?
Yes, sir.
Maybe we're out of the job.
You,
I held a short notice and all that.
I think, Steve, that you ought to, suddenly as possible, you always entertain and so forth. Don't give too much notice.
She's got to be queued in, you know, and the rest, but she just doesn't understand sometimes.
Julie gets more involved.
So she can work with Julie by phone.
What?
While she's doing it. Can Steve talk to Julie by phone?
Sure. Julie loves to do that.
She's got to be down there.
She's got to be here this week. She's coming up for 3 or 4 days. And you can get her involved with the Marcus. I really think Julie ought to do the entertainment, not
yeah.
Lucy.
You're
Lucy
right.
Is not really good for her head to do on that.
Somewhere
five boys and
works out.
we're gonna find, and the entertainment generally, that we cannot, we just aren't gonna find enough people to support us, that is, frankly, that good to come. I think we're probably, while we should rule out people like Leonard Bernstein, we've got to take people from that community.
I think it's important to these people who supported us at the beginning, so that it doesn't look like
I know. I know, but that's why I wanted their list made up, you know, like that. Well, we've got to look at it. I mean, a list of keys, a combined list. See, I asked Steve about this, and he said he was working in True Toro. That's why I wondered. She has a very, each of them, Bob, has a limited list.
Case, if however he is not
perhaps too valuable. Too many forays in this part. Got any need? And, get back to what happened with, all one national chairman. I realize I've argued the contrary. I realize that. But
John can stay put.
That goes out.
Do it. He doesn't need to do it. He can stay here and walk right down the hall, spend 15 minutes, and get better coverage than he can get by going out to Detroit on a world tour. It just, he's got more camera.
I think more connects than he has. Bob, I've been thinking about the persons that we. Now, when I go to the country, it's different, I think.
Absolutely.
I draw.
That's not to get attention for the symbolism.
And also, the press does cover. You know what I mean? I go, it's been flooded because it's a new story, right?
Yep. In his case, I frankly think going off and starting the economic club.
Why should you want
him? He didn't have anything to do.
Mine had no substance responsibilities. John has great substance. Advise your responsibilities, and I think you treat it better. Well, you ought to go out and help them to get a deal.
I think, unless then his basic approach is to do damn little.
Fine.
Seattle thing he's got to do, that's very
by sure.
You know, biggest thing is Uncle Ben got up and he's a good deal for the
great.
I'm good. Sure.
I know that poor Burko had to work on it yesterday. You know, Paris speaking. I go on to the hell with the brain speed back and forth there in 10 minutes. Jocular comments are again to take questions. That's all you can do. Our people feel that they got to go out and get the goddamn press or written text. Screw the press. They don't have to worry about it. But they don't care what the press is.
That's right. When John is right, he feels even if you just go to the questions, you've got to think through what are some of the points you want to get.
Oh, yeah, it's that kind of preparation, I agree.
Because I meant this walk out there, but not.
But, oh, I don't know what I meant. I thought you should do that to me, but preparing speech, right?
Not
over
five.
My preparation on the speech is like I'm staying up there at the Philadelphia before that thing. Cutting half. And
may or may not put something on.
But that's all.
Yeah.
It's been on how much time I've been able to operate and add to the marks. Quite is that it doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. I mean, that kind of when we don't have really a sort of what we might call exciting speechwriters, it really doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference.
And if you did have exciting speechwriters, you'd be in trouble with at least 3/4 of the industry. You've been in this.
Now I know
we've got exciting stuff like Phillips and Whitehead.
You need some of that, though.
You sure do.
You need some of it. You can't just be a dullard.
Yeah, so
that's why I don't try to restrain them too much. I think Whitehead and Phillips both.
Chris Phillips, that's a really cheap shot, which I hadn't realized. That Dito crap and all that stuff. That was a remark to a friend made last summer. That the friend quoted him, it was not a speech. It's now become part of the mythology because you re-quoted. So all of a sudden, it's, you know, like one hand behind the black or something. Kissinger's piece in hand. This
isn't something you deliver.
Well, this one is named like Kissinger's piece, and he didn't say it publicly. He was talking to a friend trying to explain his philosophy. He said, if you need a gate up, tear it down. Right? This country is
like something that I say.
Trying to make the point to a guy, and the guy quoted it. Honestly, I'm sure trying to make the point of what quality he had.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad guy, actually.
Well, it wasn't wrong.
But anyway, let's see. I think that Steve will. her.
She's right.
Unless that he gets one time out of ten, about two gets on the good, or three, two times, four the other time.
He's great, as long as he's working the way we are, playing lots of tipping, he'll live and get loose.
I talked to Rob, I didn't see it, but he said that he's a model owner. How Rob talked. That's how it, that's what was in the conversation, well, it's right now. He did it, right, he did his time, his ego satisfied. But in terms of our expectations with regard to what a hell of a big thing is going to be, we were wrong. Henry's major value is being a man of mystery, and at times going up. And that's the crust that people are part of the experience.
But you put it in the conference, he did it as in the conference. He throws Congressman off balance on substance.
That's right. That's right. Because he's so way over their heads.
Right.
And he dazzles businessmen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And he dazzles the press pretty good. But the point is that when it comes to the mass audience, we should have known that it isn't that dazzling. It only except again, not very high. But you leaped over. Did you see it?
And the first one is, he's not a good, as fast as he's not good at intelligence. He's not that kind of intelligence. Good, well, he's even too good at the question and answer stuff on television. He's afraid of the cameras and all that. Overall,
braces up.
And it's obvious. He talks in a low, non, doesn't really come on. He didn't come on with her until she started asking about his swing your line to the bachelor or something. He started lighting up. But on substance, which she was determined to put all her weight against, I guess, say that. And the son of a bitch completely hedged his support of the money. Yeah.
He
did take, he won't turn anything.
What did he say? Just said, I just
went through that. I made an absolute firm rule always that I never publish a catalog of my recommendations to the president. Those are private between the president and me. And they said that you could be sure that any agreement were made that I felt violent opposition. But he never turned it around. See, he could still turn around and say, let me point out, Ms. Walters, that where in spite of that rule, it is absolutely clear that the mommy decision was superbly successful. And that made a pitch for him. But he didn't. He just left it there. And that's the thing. He doesn't have the hurt mind. And he can sneer all he wants at her stupid. But her client would have never, even if you had ordered her client, you must not say whether or not you supported the mommy. He would have said, well, I have a rule, I never say I support the mafia. But wasn't it interesting that they came right back to the new staple after a couple of weeks of that mafia?
Yeah. Well, I think we see in these appearances, though, what Henry probably does when he's in groups that we don't have. We think he's free to talk to. You know what I mean? Henry is talking here to his local man. He doesn't want to be in any position.
Yeah, he knows we're sitting there watching him, too, so we can all cover both.
Right off basis.
But he,
one of the reasons for his restraint.
That he doesn't, yeah, that's it.
One reason he doesn't come across.
Yeah, because he's not afraid. And that's understandable. You're on the public, I mean, one of us.
Yeah.
We know damn well everybody here is looking at what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know what that audience
did. Right.
It's important to value this.
Does it well not get him out of it? Well, that he had his, we thought probably it would be something, but it didn't.
Could really harm. Now they've asked him, for instance, the VFW have asked him to do their dinner. I think he ought to do it. I think America is a place we can pay off this. Needs more than that to get anybody better.
Right, right.
In a way, it needs as much as getting you, because you
got to
do that kind of thing.
Right. Oh, I
can let him do that. And he can thank them for their support. Yeah. And he can thank their, if he would do it, a little talk about the meaning of the support and opposition. And what made the difference? I'll tell you though, what's really doing that is those goddamn POWs, and they are just sensational. Yeah. Those guys went out in that press conference, tore the press apart, which was beautiful. Well, I guess that the only sour note in the whole thing was the article in the Washington Post by some, this is the guy down, he
Carolina or someplace, by the Washington Post columnist, intimating that we had been programmed to make the statements that we made. So how anybody could have gotten out of those jails and not said God bless America is beyond me. You know,
I didn't get the news summary, guys.
It was in on Saturday.
No, I started the Saturday. There was some good stuff, that particular quote was not out.
He knocked the hell out of the Washington Post, which was just great. It was in the Washington, the Post, right?
The Post, the Times, or the both, you know, started this thing about this whole program, and takes the Times editorial. But you know, there can lose credibility with that.
You're damn right, because the Times people saw it the same day that the news story ran of their pressmen. The Times story saying they weren't allowed to answer questions from the press ran the Times editorial, ran the same day as the news story of their pressmen. Look at the eyes more than one time. But those guys in the press conference just, they're so lippy and they hit the each group. They said, we hate people like Jane Fonda and other people who went.
They continued their support of an advocate
to support our president. And we have faith in our country and in our president and our God. And they just go on and on like that. And if their program, someone's done one hell of a lot better program than done. Has the department ever done it before?
No. What I say is, thank God for health, live health.
Yep.
That's what I said 10 or so other times this morning, in the last couple of days, because I said they'll never make that so much as they've been fixing people out there in the press. You better realize they're going to have a hell of a credibility problem if they got this kid. Ron Dolph said, probably
could be a damn. You can't see those guys.
And then say, somebody says, what you see is not true.
I got in the bombing and Bob is the
kosher. For this reason, he never hesitates to say that he recommended the China policy. He never hesitates to say
he's good on the China thing. He implies it in the sense that
that he supports it.
He makes it vote, supports
it. I did. But he's supporting the bombing.
He says that to the president's policy and all that.
We have to send the POWs. Will you work on that with your long range schedule and a date for their dinner? Now, I think what I'd better do, I've been thinking more about it. Get the 400 of them, whatever it is, I think we've got to have them and their wives to the White House for reception. Because I've got to shake hands with them and their wives.
I was wondering, you had said have them at the White House.
Well, basically, what I would do then is to stagger. I have invited some five, another group of six, so that they don't have to leave, but so that they don't have to stand in line all that long.
Well, the other thing to do would be to do two batches, which you could do.
Right.
Now, what you could do is do them on the basis of,
The batches are basically, you know, you can, 1,000, but 800 is too many in that room. Or is it? Maybe it isn't. It's too many. 400 is nicer. 400, you say we have the reception one night.
The other thing is, you see what that...
Or you could do one in the afternoon and the other, one in the morning and the other in the afternoon.
Because of the physical problem, you can't ask those guys to stand around.
You could do one in the morning, so you could have a reception, say, at 1 at 11, and another one at 3, and then at 9. But anyway, we're going to try it. The media, though, I say the media, that's the question. I haven't seen too many of the media jumping on this Times Post line of view. Where are they?
No.
Those are all the media. But my point
very,
is
very low.
I think that shows an almost suicidal attitude on their part, for their frustration is getting totally in control of their judgment. You can't stand it here. You don't want to believe it.
Kills them. That's it.
That's basically it. Don't they know it?
Here he does. That,
no, we struck home with that thing. And they gagged it. It was rough. Bothered. Sure.
But it got across the case with honor.
Then from then on, it's been pretty little, hasn't it?
The people that there's not.
Now they're afraid not to.
Sometimes you have to go to the door.
It's too bad. I agree with the people who say it's too bad. You know, you better not to say that. You shouldn't have to say that. It is too bad for the president to have to say that.
But I don't
think that's the thing.
Well, Gester didn't say it.
Someone else can say it and won't do any good.
Well, Gester would have helped a bit. You know,
Gester would have helped a bit.
You totally
would have. Rogers had said
it. I don't expect
it. Bill as well. He gets tears in his eyes and says,
Bill as well. But Henry has never done that. I all the things, correct me if I'm wrong, he's never stepped up to that point, has he?
But that, he can't.
Can't expect it.
I think you got to look at what you bought. You got a tomato there, you can't expect it to taste like applesauce.
Correct.
You just don't ever problem.
Can't change it.
You just, without fear in the areas that you hired him for, he's just not able to look at other areas, which is true of everybody.
Sure.
I think that's correct. I think he thinks he's further up there.
And by the way, on TV,
he's getting a little concerned. Oh, he's got, especially for that kind of guy, with the background he's had at home.
I checked in the car on the
other day. You should know about pretty good.
It's really good.
Got the airplane.
My name was the greatest big offer day conversation. But I have, not on the airplane, but also they're entrenching an attitude about coming here. And we're saying that is way after their elections, and I'm just really promoting to Henry. Last year was our election. This year is their election. Next year will be our election. I said, this is the year to act.
Oh,
I stuck it to him hard. The line's falling down the bottom. I mean, as much as he tries not to, he still did line up. And everything was really improved from the day he came in and told him about the plane. You know, and I didn't, he didn't tell me it was there for the transport. He was objecting to the fact that Rogers, he called Ishmael in London to say that we were sorry. Because Rogers was absolutely right to it. And then it just sort of slumped it off.
There was nothing.
Total blindness. Right away. Yeah. I think you're right. It's a deadly thought. The China thing. I put it to Rob. It's kind of thing. It's like the second line of the movie. Very good interest, but
you got to do that. That's shaking.
It's helpful. In terms of our long-term plans and so forth. But as far as people are concerned, now we've got to work in the county, we're going to be working for us. And it just isn't going to be all that good. It isn't that much. It's a very important piece, very stuck in that article. Question, listen to that, I said, he had one question this time. He thinks his wife needs to come up among those. He said, what do you think is the significance of Chairman Mao seeing Dr. Kissinger? Yeah. I thought it was good for that. I could already say that it's a it is a judgment factor. Like I said, it's enormous. It's in the world. Right. You're right.
That what was significant there was Chairman Mao seeing you. Once Chairman Mao is seeing you, then it make any difference.
And I suppose Henry Kissinger from Professor Harvard was listening.
Yeah. Henry knows that.
And he does?
Yep. I'm sorry. I know that's what he's on a deep field.
That is
sure.
I had Rose in my lower today, but damn, she was hard to deal with. I don't know. It's a question I think about that she wants to expect me to talk to her about. And that's why I want Steve to do this more subtly.
Right.
Every one of these goddamn invitations, and I send a name in or something like that, and all of a sudden she said, well, Tenants told me to do it. I did tell Tenants that I want all the congressmen to talk to her about. She said, we should. should have some young people here. She should have this.
Just
big, all that. It's just unbelievable. But she should raise it. I don't know whether somebody on the staff is going to talk to her. You have invited her to schedule a meeting, and she won't come. Is that right?
What about the list? Well, what about the list of people that we should maybe?
I've tried to set up a list meeting, and she's turned them off. She said that when I talked to her about it, she thought that was a good idea, about to have a list meeting, and she was going to call. And, well, first of all, I said, I'll do what you want to do. She said, fine. So I did, and then she said, well, we've got to plan for it this time. So this was an issue since she called that as well. She had.
It's a real trouble.
I told her, I said,
why you haven't called this congressman? So I said, it's really
important.
And I said, well, it's a pain in the neck, and they do it, but we got to have the damn people. So that's how he checked the objection, which I thought I told him to explain, but apparently he isn't the best one either on the surface. He should have probably told him, he's got to get him something to do. And I said, tell her, all the positions to go out now, because there are going to be votes now. And she said, which I told her that, well, she drank her sleep, and she said, can't send a invitation 3.5 weeks in advance. It's not done. I said, well, they're not prepared. I said, don't, forget the businessman. They can go 2 days in advance. But I said, the congressman must all get it, that we're going to have some goddamn court rules to want to know they're coming. Did somebody tell her that? That is the point.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't seem to get that message. But that was the point. See, Bob, wherever you were just talking to, or you got.
Well, I'm sure Bill said the same thing, but I covered that. We went over the things to begin with.
Before, well, okay, well, it isn't. It's either talking to you or Peter. It isn't a question of conclusion.
That's not
a
question.
But it's a question of the invitation
to
go in.
Oh, I need to point. No, all the conversations have to go out at the same time. So the whole list knows that they're going to be invited.
What you said?
No, she didn't disagree. That means I was going out way early to see the check. The invitation earlier. It's proper to send the invitation 2 weeks
early, isn't it?
But they don't care. We send them late all the time, which is much less proper than sending properly. If you're going to go by proper, then the President of the United States doesn't. What you do is automatically what's proper. I have heavily focused. I mean, what the hell is it? It's not usage. Go to the term usage. The king determines the usage. And here, I think.
But we do have one thing. Protocol and one thing, and she is,
well, based on, so it's never raised. I want to be sure that you won't back off. But what about this business? There are no automatics. I said, absolutely. To anything except just your money. Are there only for their celebrity factors? So when they can't, there's a nominee, why not a person nominee? That's an automatic for charity and anything else. Take, for example, one thing we have that we went overboard on, she raised this point, she's right. Church service became a nothing, in a sense, because the cabinet, the whole cabinet, or half the cabinet, was to come, they bring half their families, and got that wrong.
And what I suggest is you wait till like next fall or next winter or something like that.
Christmas.
And one day have a church service when you don't have to bring them in.
Have a cabinet.
After you've clearly established that you don't have them.
Yeah, a cabinet.
Yeah.
That's right.
I say we'd like the children to come this time.
Cabinet, sub-cabinet, children.
I agree. But not their goddamn neighbors. That's what we got into. Or the Burns. And this is just our area cabinet member. They call Mel there and call up and say, you know, we've got.
Somebody
Jones is in from Oshkosh this weekend, and there's 17 kids, and they have some friends who live down in Alexandria that are like out too, and they bring 17 people.
Well, we're doing this, and I think that's a good idea. Put that down as if we're going to play October trade. I also covered it. I memorandum indicated last night the diplomatic reception. So I'm sure I would do that. And, that should be, incidentally, no evening, just make a deal on that, the whole
Make a little, talk back what they want.
That one, I think you want to have a cabinet for senior staff and all, just because the numbers don't make you, that's what my memory, I got it, right? That's why the numbers there don't make you, and it's good for the diplomats, the people who are.
Yeah, all of them, that's right, senior staff and the cabinet should come. And you could also pick out there, if they had a, people outside the cabinet, take the departments and so forth. That's the time they have.
The exit bank, and people have got to, those people.
They go along the way. Now, my deal is on the whole social thing, is to really load it in. For Easter, you know, through the month of May. Get all the stuff out of the way, because then that is not, then you can go to March, and control pace thereafter. Thereafter, we're gonna be down there and talk to this month. Actually, think about it, you want, for example, looking at the next year, I would say six evenings, six church services. And by, and by six evenings, I mean, if you have a state visit, that's a, there could be six affairs or evenings, six church services. That's enough for the whole year, because these are not important, for example, when doing the job, they're pure. So, therapy is important, so let's do the therapy. And we have done that with judicial.
Well, yeah, and then it starts getting repetitions, and there.
There's where the conclusions are.
Really, although you gotta repeat, like, next year and the year after, we ought to get back. You know, the really super people that have had it once during the first year, ought to get back in some kind of year, in the second year.
Great.
But you don't need to have people that, once a year, in that sense, and certain people being in it twice a year, for each of the 4 years, and three of them. Because then, it's.
That's the old icon, it's like going to baseball there. Well, I had people come in and say, this is the fourth time I've been here, this is the last month.
Yeah.
And they got the NAD and all these other.
Well, inevitably, you'll get a little bit of overlap, because sometimes you get some people who come as a visitor and get from one to one.
But I think this is pretty good, because with the Italian dinner, with the possibility of the shot or on, you had a couple of others.
I ruled out the lap, I don't think about that. My shot, you pretty good.
I know that. So were the Italian?
I mean, socially, the shop.
What were your questions, Daddy, about my thought on Stockton? Check it out.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
I do it.
Hang it to the Italian and get away with it.
Yeah, I think we should. But he should be told now, he's got his date.
Yeah.
And he brings the show. See, he won't sing, you know, he'll sing a little.
Why, he will. I think he'll do his farewell show, which is a powerful thing. And if with the Italians, it'd be emotional, and it'll be a night. Really one of those big nights.
Right.
Now, the way we ended up is well, one of the dinners, you got the Jewish and the Italian.
Yeah.
And the emperor wanted to really get in Japan.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
And the Soviets.
Right.
Wanted to get
the Shah, put that thing down first.
The Shah. Gary from Poland.
Gary from Poland, and then the African, the one I mentioned.
Kufbe, I can't pronounce his name.
Kufbe, oh, yeah.
Whatever he is, Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast, right. That's our Ivory.
And then Thailand had taken off the fight.
Part of Liberia, I've done something.
However, we have her early 74.
Now, the, now, what Latin do we have in mind?
If not, they should. You said no.
You're probably going to have one.
Oh, who they want was Mortimer or Dr. Uruguay or Bolivia.
I will not have a, or in Bolivia, I will not have a Uruguay. Unless they get this.
Or Velasco.
I think I prefer Velasco. You have sentimental reasons for that. Have you?
This year?
At the end. Yeah. And in the fall.
It'll be fairly heavy in the fall.
Well, or what do you, when the hell are you going to close in the spring then? Summer?
saying.
Wait, about Shaw?
Shaw, it looks like December.
About the actor?
He's October now. Depending on when the Soviets come.
The Soviets are late June.
Yeah, they're set for June now, so Boynton would be in October.
Well, we can look over here, maybe we'll Boynton up tonight. Well, do the last one, and then do the last before we do another.
I think that's just an office visit with a possibility of a dinner. We probably haven't said it for that.
I thought you'd probably do one.
He's going to come back and appeal to Naka, I'm sure.
State physical. Are you going to do the Emperor and Tanaka both?
Emperor.
One month, one the next?
Emperor in the fall and Tanaka in the spring. I mean, what's he do? Tanaka in the first half of the year and the Emperor in the second. The Emperor can't come to the fall and spring.
Well, I think you have to do
Tanaka. So let us sit.
We had said
you do Tanaka next year.
Well, it may be important to do it from our foreign policy standpoint. We're after Russia put it in July. Summer. You can't load the spring with 2 or 3 dinners. See what I mean?
If you have to have
Tanaka before the middle of the year, you better have him. And then push both the African and the Latin American in October. October and November are pretty good times to have things. Nobody else has.
September, late September.
Good. After Labor Day.
November, December, only at 4. Too early in December.
Well, just let me say this Christmas. December is a terribly heavy month. I just feel December ought to be damn near free.
Yeah.
Also, I might want to take some time off.
Plus, you inevitably get tied into a certain amount of Christmas social stuff that they have in their term.
So let's do free in that period. Now this means that you're going to do the Italian in April, and then you need to do 2 in May.
You got Cuba's in April, too, or leave it, whatever you cross your phone. Then, no, we do 1 in May. We do Velasco in May. And then the Soviets in the end of June. You can do Tanaka in early June if you have to.
All right.
That's good. At the end of June, which is really kind of July. And then July and August, and then we can do 14.
July and August in the middle of September, let's keep free for possibilities in California and on and on. We go on. I'm afraid we're going to have to have
worked out beautifully. They were shooting for the 24th of March, and they were looking into the 31st of March, which is the Saturday night before the Jew arrival. So you can go out Saturday or Friday and go to the dinner and present the Medal of Freedom. It's not, you don't have to give the dinner, it's where others give you the dinner, which is nice that you covered for it before he knows about the dinner.
Good.
So it really worked out. Could have been better.
The longer than that.
Something that he was ecstatic about.
Good. I know what it is.
Really? approach, and go to study.
I know what you're saying. Ambassador, Johnson, to Florida.
I guess that's it.
That's a good one. She's the. What is he? That's a beer. He has to be patient for your office. He can drive.
Drove, what's his name?
Oh, yes, he, yeah.
And
get a chairman who would become the head of the new administration when it comes. And he has two candidates for that. One is Frank Gorman, and the other is Howard Chernoff. He did the Osaka Fair. He says it's
Howard
Chernoff. Ran the Osaka Fair, was a strong government wise manager, sympathetic to the president, right? Extremely independent to a fault. And he thinks we ought to explore one that turn out.
Good. Go ahead
and see what we can do. And if the legislation goes, we move in there, but that's what we name the new chairman, we organize on our own.
How about the visits to the country? Have Taylor check those, right? That is me.
No.
Parker.
Right. Parker on
you still have nothing from Conway after still playing hard to get
time to call into the video. Okay. Follow up because we're going ahead on his IRS guys. I'm going to tell him that.
Good. Well, you can't push him down. I suggest to the member, I suggest the kitchen cabinet kind of thing.
Yep.
And I think you ought to think better than that. Like there's McGregor, Harlow, Bush, Brock, I don't put anybody from the house in it at all. And, at least have it in mind. I'd be glad to talk to you. I don't think it's particularly helpful for staff members, I suppose, people like flying on the what they call the flight, you know, the president's movements, whether he's up or down, this, that, or the other man. I don't know where that comes from, because if there's one strength I have, it is the ability to sail through without being flammable, you know. Apparently, but the way this happens, I said, John, how's it happening? He probably said the first question was, you know, how was the trail? And so our people proceeded and said, gee, he's elected. Or he better felt better. Just love bullshit. I just don't think that that's a relevant. Can you handle that with everybody?
Yep.
Have you tried or?
Yeah, it's not possible. I'm trying again.
What happens is, you think? Do you think that they just want to appear to show these people that say it must be people that I don't see. We've got, I mean, I don't see why the rest of these people.
It is counterproductive. They think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's low-level staff guys, and it's a way of proving they know what the president's doing, and all without having to be challenged on advice and, you know,
substantively.
So, yeah. Good. I don't think anybody can see.
Well, let me put it this way.
All of us, someone says, ask any of us what the president's mood is, we can say it.
Yeah. The final point I make is this. You must maintain that degree of, we're just not going to get anybody at the breakfast.
Yeah.
And so forth and so on. I've never done that. And I just want to maintain that degree of aloofness from all this stuff. I think when the staffers begin to, you know, guys, I say, first they don't know.
The other way the press will do it is, hit you on a thing where they say, gee, the president's going out to the theater and all these restaurants,
yes,
being a great food, isn't he? And the guy says, yeah,
yeah, he feels great. He's happy. He's got a great burden off of the bullshit.
I'm going to have that.
See?
Yep. Now, because that inevitably sets you up for the
thing. They say,
we
well,
encounter sure. Thing as soon as you spend a week without going to the theater, they're going to say, the president's not back in his shell.
Right.
On that.
I don't think. It's an in-house sort of thing. Remember I told you that there were two names in the field. I mean, that I'm going to check. Paul Greenberg is one, Adrian Lee is another. And, Ed Roberts.